Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 1-6-2022. Now, I'll tell you what. It is just incredible in terms of what's starting to break here. You know, I'm going to say this, is that it seems like the wild weasel is just really wound up. And even where he's not running, the potential is there. And there is in the air what I call like a jig-jag electricity, disturbing kind of frequencies and sensations of stuff ongoing all over the place. And you have presidents of the United States who did steal the election, don't you know? Because Red China Joe got $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese for his son. But the regular media never covered it. They never covered any of it. And now the New World Order. The New World Order is trying to do what? What they always talked about doing, you know? And I've read you this so many times. I read it a lot of times. I read the quotes out of a good old Alex Jones's 9/11 Descent into Tyranny book. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network is, we may identify as the round table groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years. And was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it, to most of its aims, and have, for much of my life, been close to it and many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant to be known. Now, that's Professor Carol Quigley in his book, Tragedy and Hope, 1966. Now, that's all old news, but I'm going to tell you, that book talked about what the actual stuff involved in it. And here's what the others have said in the past. And it all fits with population or depopulation control. The Bush family was highly involved in that. If you go back and you look at some of the things where Prescott Bush, you know, was involved early on with the Nazi stuff and the bioterrorism, the bioweapons. I'm going to tell you, you go back and you start to look who's involved in the, like Dr. Leonard Horowitz in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, etc. And you look in there and you'll start to see it. You read Mary's Monkey. Mary's Monkey is a book about the Tulane Research Lab and a brilliant woman doctor researcher who was involved with the top research doctors in the country, and they were using nuclear bombardment of viruses, simian virus 40, and other viruses in order to create bioweapons that would kill people. And when we had the vaccine back then on polio, it had simian virus 40, and simian virus 40 was highly responsible for creating an entire generations and generations of cancer and the entire big medical, big pharma cancer industry in this country. To all the people that you've known or that have it now, I've had some, but I mean, that's was on the skin, but others, but I had to have it dug out. But all the people that have the cancers and who've had it or have passed away from it, a lot of that was created because of the viruses put in the vaccines. Do you think it's any different now? I don't think so. I don't think it's any different at all. Do you? They're doing it again. Fauci, remember research Dr. Mikovits? She said that Fauci used to work across the street from her, and then he worked, you know, there at the NIH and all that, and near Fort Detrick and all that in Maryland. And she said, well, heck, this is about the third pandemic Fauci's created or participated in. These are serial killers. These are mass murderers on behalf of the New World Order. And here's what they're trying to do. Here is what they're trying to do. Let me read another quote again. All right. I must confess that I'm tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. Prince Philip, in his foreword to If I Were an Animal, United Kingdom, Robin Clark Limited, 1986. And here is another portion of what he has to say. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the annual fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to adjust the cull to the size of the surplus population. Prefaced to Down to Earth by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, 1988. David Rockefeller said, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and nations will accept the new world order. President George Herbert Walker Bush in 92, February 1st said, it is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. That was George Herbert Walker Bush addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations. I'll tell you what, Nazi son of a gun, his papa, all of that stuff, third tier, but still powerful. Just incredible. They want to reduce the population by a lot. Ted Turner said, a total world population of 250 to 300 million, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal, said Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon Magazine. Let me tell you something. A lot of people have talked about, well, you know, I've got the COVID and I'll just wait it out, and then maybe I'll take something later, and I'll, you know, I seem to be, no, throw the kitchen sink at it and get rid of it. What it is a bioweapon designed to kill you or to give you another piece of the puzzle when they add in the third part or the fourth part or the this, that, or the other part, and where they can affect a kill on this planet of maybe 7 billion people. Maybe 7.2 billion, because I've heard that the population now is 7.7 billion worldwide. And if you took all the people and you gave them a certain amount of space, what's interesting, you could fit them all in Texas. You give them, you know, a nice a lot-sized thing, a small lot, not acreage, but a small lot, small thing. You can put everybody in the world inside of Texas. Certainly in Alaska. Certainly in Russia. You put everybody there. There's plenty of room. But the shortages and all the stuff is being manufactured and created. This is by design. They're going to try to destroy this country and this planet. This is the last country on earth where any freedom reigned and where freedom and right to bear arms was in the Constitution. So you'd better avail yourself of that. And I'll tell you what, they won't release the documents of what Pelosi turned down in her role in protecting the Capitol. They also won't release any of the half the documents involved in these cases, because they're trying, A, to string it out to make their report right before the November elections. So you're going to vote against the Republicans, you see. Well, that may or may not be, but the Republicans aren't doing doodly squat at this point in time. They just got the bullshit. Keep your head down. Oh, let's go to the country club, get a few more drinks, play another round of golf, you know? No! They ought to be talking about Joe Biden the communist, Joe Biden the socialist, the corrupt socialist who took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese, and they're still taking it. That's what should be done. But oh no, they're going to pee this step away too. There is no political solution to spiritual problems and problems of evil versus good. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's a lot of people out there are running scared. Let me tell you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And oh, let me just tell you one more thing here in the Psalms. Let's just stay right here for a second. And that's what I'm going to say. All right, let's see where we're at here. Okay. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, and let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies around about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all thy that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of the judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high upon all the earth. Thou art exalted above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints and delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Now that's Psalm 97. It's just incredible. The Lord Jesus is so good, and our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son Jesus to come to earth so that his blood would wash away your sins. And all you got to do to avail yourself of that is to be sincere. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And if you do that, and you're righteous, and you're true, and you've done the right thing, he'll start to wash you clean, and you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Okay? I've read to you John 14 many times about how he tells you, you want to see Jesus? Go read John 14 tonight. You want to see Jesus? You want him to manifest himself to you? I'll read this part of it. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's John 14:21. Believe in me, this is verse 11, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, Brother Quayle had a real good podcast yesterday. If you don't get that stuff, you ought to sign up for it. Go to stevequayle.com and click on all the thing about the private briefings or the podcast and the different stuff that he's got, and avail yourself of the information if you can. But what Steve said was quite interesting. And he used this phrase, and it's a good Quayleism. The devil is going for the brass ring. And that is where I tried to think about that today, right before I came on here, and it's like, the devil is going for the brass ring. I've been telling you this for some time, that it is really, 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 really real, okay? And I've done my best to be obedient to the Lord and to do what I was told to do and what I was recruited to do. Number one, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. My primary responsibility. Number two, warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what is to come and how to possibly prepare for it. And I try to use the scriptures. But anyway, let me just say this. I've seen a lot of things and I've been a lot of places and the Lord showed me a lot. And when I was picked and selected and I saw in a waking vision, I was awake, wide awake. It was at night, but I was awake, sitting in a chair in the bedroom, and I could see that opening, a portal open in the side, you know, like the wall, and I could look in there, and the smell was fresh and clean, and there was a light, gentle breeze, and I could hear the angels singing, the most beautiful, melodious voices you'd ever want to hear, just beautiful melody, I mean, incredible, and there, standing there, is Archangel Michael and Gabriel, okay? And Archangel Michael is using telepathy or talking to me in my mind. And he asked me some questions and whatever. And he asked me if I was afraid, and I said no. Well, then at that point, he put his hand out onto me and laid the power, the anointing onto me. And I had to lay down. It was so powerful. I laid onto the bed, and I was basically being lifted off the bed in a sense, moving with tremendous power going through my body, and at the same time getting downloaded a lot of information. But even before that, I was being shown how to work for the Lord and also to work in that realm that is beyond the veil on his behalf, to confront the evil and to confront the different things. Alright? But I will tell you what, it is a war. It is battle after battle. And you may not think so, but it is a war ongoing between good versus evil, evil versus good. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil, you know. Woe to him. But I'm going to tell you one more time, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And there's all kind of information coming forth. I'll tell you what, the Antarctic thing, Brother Quayle talked about it in his recent show with Dave Hodges. I've been talking to you about it. Remember all the times I brought up where the energy was being created down in the Antarctica? I was looking at it on the Mimic. I sent those pictures to some of you out there. to show you, you know, some that, you know, had corresponded with me in the past about things like that. And I showed people and I called your attention to it. Now, recently, what we had here today, we had a possibility of several things. Number one, they talked about the possibility of some sort of a nuclear suitcase attack in a city or a sabotage or something. Well, I've been talking since, you know, basically what? Since Thanksgiving, around that time period about that, and also many times before. But in this latest information we had, we have put out all kind of information and brought it forth, and then that brought forth good line commanders sent planes, sensing planes, helicopters, small groups, C-17s, P-3 Orions, P-8 Pegasus. Well, I'll tell you what, near Johnson City, Tennessee, in that area there by Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, you know, West Virginia, etc., right there, Carolina, not that far from Boone or anything, Grandfather Mountain and all that up in there, beautiful place. But if you look at that, why would you take a P-8 Horizon or P-8 Pegasus from Florida, where the coastline has got, obviously, most likely still has Russian submarines off the coast? Why would you send it up into that area, that wooded area and stuff, the mountainous area by North Carolina, in that corner of upper corner of Tennessee near Johnson City? Because there's somebody there. There's Russians there. There's a suitcase nuke there, whatever it is. Small groups. They've been hunting these Russians since I've talked to you about it back by Thanksgiving. You do not send that. There's also up in the Great Lakes sub-hunting helicopters. What are they, AS-65, AS-67s, whatever the heck they are there. They are sub-hunting helicopters that are going over the Great Lakes at low altitudes and looking for stuff. Did they drop off some of those small subs? Some of them are the type that are AI controlled, and they can sit out there for a long time, yet they have nuclear torpedoes and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real thing. It's getting very close. We're already, as Brother Coelho said, and I've stated, we're already at war. And Brother Coelho brought out, I don't think I got a chance to talk to you about it because it was over the holidays. But basically, yeah, I did talk about it last week, as I recall, maybe a little bit. That apparently there was an attempt by Millie and Hybrid Austin and Red China Joe or the Kokomos and maybe the Joker Ted Obama or whoever's running that show, okay? Lucifer's running the show, but they came real close. Brother Quest said within 50 miles with B-52s of taking a drill and changing it to live, possibly live, nuclear attack upon Moscow, okay? That's allegedly what Brother Quayle was told and what I've heard some stuff in the background about myself. And then apparently Putin intercepted some of the B-52s and maybe they fell out of the sky. They said, well, I didn't see that on CNN. No, you didn't. You didn't see it on Fox either. And you're not going to see it, and you did not see anything about the E-6 that went down, you know, before it ever got to the runway at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. Went down in the field somewhere, I think. The Russians have the electromagnetic pulse weaponry, the electromagnetic stuff, to turn off the USS Donald Cook. To change stuff on the other Arleigh Burke-class destroyers. that got rammed into by the cargo ships in three different oceans, okay? Or those helicopters at Navarre Beach, not that far from Eglin Air Force Base. Remember I talked to you about the Blackhawks? A pair of them went out over Navarre Beach, Florida there. And they went in, the one helicopter was able to get out of it. And so the witness basically to it said, we flew in and it was a green fog. It was a green fog and all of a sudden all the avionics and electronics started to go nuts. And we put the power on and pulled out of it. We're able to get out, whereas the other helicopter went down. I've been documenting this stuff now for years for you. Now the time is here. Now they're starting to use it. Now they're starting to come for us. Okay. At the same time, you have the communists in power in government who did steal the election. And I'm not that big of a fan of Trump. I've always said that he was a what? A bull in the china shop. I've always said that he was basically naive. I tried to inform him as best I could through the only means I knew how, which was one email that I was told he read. And I sent him information about the true story of what he could command in the Space Force, but he gave it to the Air Force. Brother Quayle in his podcast talked about how the Air Force started to make war on the Christians. And they out there at the Air Force Academy, they put in the witchcraft devil circle worship deal out in the little garden there, and then they started to persecute the Christians. I also know of somebody who attended that, who had to go and jerk his son out of there because his son, who was strong with the Lord Jesus and was a good student at the academy, was going to be a wing-dang-doodle, was going to be a good'un, you know. And this kid woke up in a lecture hall, and he looked around, and everybody had been hypnotized somehow by frequencies and by the lecturer's voice. And they were doing all kind of weird stuff as far as what they were trying to imprint on their mind or, you know, insert into the mind. You see what I'm saying? And they were showing pictures and talking in the hypnotic voice, and la la la, you know, that kind of stuff. The kid wakes up, the kid freaks out, and so he tells his father that night. The father drives there and gets him and jerks him out of there. You know what? He's not AWOL or anything. He didn't get his degree. He didn't get done, but the old man was going to have to whip some people to get him out of there, and was willing to do so. That's a true story. So they were mind-controlling lecture halls filled of cadets. This government, this United States government, this military is not the same military you may have even served in 15 years ago or 10 years ago or 7 years ago or 5, let alone 20 or 30. The devil is going for the brass ring. He's going all the way. The New World Order boys are going to do you. And that's what the deal is. So if you get this COVID or you get any of it, and let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to B&E? Will you go to B&E in Bellevue? Will you go to B&E in Bellevue? And Lord Jesus, will you go to them? Will you remove any COVID from the bodies? From B, will you remove the virus from her and restore her back to health and help E to contend with all the fallout of all of this and the travail and the stress of it. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord, will you go to my two friends over in Sue and her spouse in Indiana? Lord Jesus, will you go to them right now? Will you anoint them? Will you touch them, Lord, so they know that it is you touching them right now? Jerk that virus out of them, Lord Jesus, and restore them to full health and function. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And Lord, will you go to Beatrice, Nebraska, Lord? going to be actress and to my friend up there. Lord Jesus, will you go to him and will you remove and jerk that COVID out of him and whatever else is inside, any infection, any kind of virus or bacterial infection. Lord, will you remove that and restore him to full health and full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, do not play with this stuff and don't treat it like it's just the flu or a cold or something like that and let it roll on and roll on. If you can get a hold of what, let me just say it this way, what I did. I have always taken and told you I've always taken as a preventative oregano. That's oil of oregano with 70% or better carve recall factor. 70% carve recall or better. That you can get oregano is a brand name. I've also had good luck with Whole Foods, 70% oil of oregano capsules. Take the capsules, not the oil, and you'll give yourself a favor on that one, let me tell you. But I've been taking several of those now that I had the stuff, and no, I did not go get tested. If you go get tested and you're somebody like me, they want to take you in. They want to stick a tube down your throat and kill you. So I'm not going in to that Luciferian night, you see. Because the people there, for the most part, about 99 out of 100 doctors, have got the Borgification. They've got the COVIDian, the branch COVIDian Borgification stuff. And they're also getting paid bonuses and extra for every death or everything they attribute to COVID. And it's getting to be interesting is that all these hospitals filling up, they're not filling up because people necessarily have COVID and went in for that. They may have something else, but when they test them in the hospital, well, they've got COVID. Well, heck yeah, they jab one of them things up your nose and it's got some of it on there. It's liable to give it to you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting to be wild weasel all the time. But I've done the best we could alerting all the military and all this stuff. Okay, alerting all of what we could do to the Russians. But you don't send these helicopters that are submarine hunting helicopters from the Florida coast or the Georgia coast up into the Great Lakes and leave them there and keep them there. You just don't do that. It's not a drill. And the thing of it is that everywhere you go, there's something else going on. All of these 100-plus mile-per-hour winds in the Colorados and in the upper portion of the United States. Totally ridiculous. And then I'm hearing, you know, all the different stuff. And you ask, you know, and hear about, oh, there was a meteor hit over there in it's the climate change or whatever that hit Pittsburgh. No. They said it was a meteor, but none was really, really seen. None was produced or no basic information about that. But what that was during that time period, when apparently the U.S. was running Russian drills, quote-unquote, of B-52 strikes, which incidentally are from the 50s and the 60s. Still a very tough weapon, but I'm going to tell you, the Russians are able to take our planes out of the sky. They've also given it, some of it, to the Chinese, and the Iranians also were involved in some of the original research on it. And then the Russians came in, helped to fund it, and took it on home to the barn to tweak it and to get it right. This stuff is just wild. Now that we still have some semblance of the highest level of tech, the breakaway technology, in the hands of the mighty men of valor. But they're no longer in the ones that are in the majority. They left the planet. They left Earth and went to other places because they were being hunted and constantly at war here. Now, I believe that some have come back. And to them, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may you strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and against those who are against the true United States, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, America as it was and is and should be. But here's somebody telling me from Colorado. He said, the wind up here in Colorado, I've never seen such gust. Sustained winds with gusts anywhere from 60 plus and up to 100 mile per hour plus winds for weeks. And then they had all the fires in Boulder and all the different places up in there. Well, you see, those are what are being created with weather weapons. Massive amounts of weather warfare is ongoing on the planet. An electromagnetic pop is what popped in Pittsburgh and shook all the windows and buildings. I've told you on air over the last few years about what I call tunneling lasers. Sitting here in Kansas in the middle of the country, they frequently move storms through here. Move them, you know, from west to east, okay? Up through this area. And I've told you about massive thunder that is the loudest thunder that rattles the window and shakes the house and everything, and then the trees are blowing the whole nine yards, and it's a boom that lasts for sometimes up to 3 minutes. Like a thunder that lasts for 3 minutes. 2-3 minutes. Not 30 seconds or a minute. But like keeps rolling, boom, 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 rolling and thundering. That is weather weapons. The Russians were ahead of us to start with on all of that. We caught back up for a while, and now they've gone and done other things, you see. Plus, the fact is that if you recall, during the Obama administration, I told you on this radio broadcast, and I know I talk so fast and I'm excited and all that because I only have an hour to do. And well, why don't you get 5 hours, huh? Because this is what the Lord has got me doing. Two nights a week that Brother Quayle put me on years ago and turned the show over to me because I could do the old Q-File show, and that I was one of the only ones, he said, that understood all the different factors of what's going on. And you can still go to stevequayle.com, run down the page, and click on the Listen to Hawk Live banner, okay? You can also click on that and go to the archives and listen to past shows. Tell your friends that. They can listen to other shows. GSradio.net. You know, I mean, it takes you right to the archives of GS Radio. This kind of thing is ongoing, and they're using that. They're going to tell you it's all climate change. And in some respects, if Nibiru, the planet X or whatever, is close by, one of the characteristics, as you read translations of the Sumerian clay tablets that I've read from Zechariah Sitchin in his books, the 12th planet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's got about 5 or 6, 7 books. If you've never read those and seen the pictures, that's well worth the read or well worth the time to try to get those and to see what it is and to understand it. Same way with Brother Quayle's books. I just heard that he's hardly got any left of the book about the Nazis under the ice, you know, in Antarctica. You know, you ought to call up and get one of those. You ought to get any of Steve's books, because I'll tell you, you're going to find that you're going to need to know why and this and that and the other. Xenogenesis, another good book of Steve's. Terminated, The End of Man is Here, Steve Quayle. Angel Wars. I mean, all these things Steve has done for years, the Giants books. You want to get kids interested in this and in the Lord and then interested in it? Give them the Steve's Genesis 6 Giants book. Empire Beneath the Ice. Aliens and Fallen Angels. All the stuff that Steve has put out is just incredible. You go to stevequayle.com or you call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Old Hawk sent you and said to set you up with a deal on books. You know, buy two, you get one free. Whatever his deal on books is right now, have him get you a good one and have him send it to you. If you need gold or silver, and Steve would tell you, if you've already got your preps, your long-term storage food, your canned goods, your water purifier or filtration system, your firearm and ammunition, your Tyvek F suits, your gas mask with the M as in military 95 gas mask, the booties, the hoodie, the whole nine yards, you got that. If you've got the warm clothing and tents and different things, if you had to live out in the wilderness, if you've got your firewood put up and you're in a cold climate, or even if you're in Tejas, you know, where they might hit the power grid again down there just to see what's up with you guys and then throw one of the snowstorms through on you on that. It's getting cold down there right now in part of North Texas, because I know it's real cold in Kansas here today. This is not a normal time. Yeah, you can go to the mall, but you go there and people got masks on. And don't take the mask off because do whatever you can to make sure you don't get any of this COVID crap. Because I'm going to tell you, I can hardly walk. And it hits you. And here's the deal. I think, as Brother Quayle said, they got him with something that was a little different. And they can do that. All right? There's ways of getting to you. I'm not going to give them any more ideas than they already have, but they can do it with infectons of one type or the other. Anyway, do everything you can to prevent getting it, and then at the same time, you better have the ivermectin. All right, I use ivermectin paste. I took one dose of that by body weight for myself. Everybody else, you should go consult with your physician and do your own research. But for me, I did that, and I did talk to my doctor about it. Not this time, but I talked to him during a regular checkup not long ago, and he had changed from getting vaccines to almost dying from them, and having to go to a new hospital group where they would allow him to not take the dadgum booster. And he took his whole practice with him. And now he gives out information about Dr. Peter McCullough and all the different people who are like in the frontline doctors and all of that to help people actually get something that does not have the Hydra vulgaris in it. The parasite does not have the graphene oxide that then gets changed into the graphene oxide carbon scaffolds and nanotubes and wires and terminals, all actionable from signals outside of the body that then cause them to do stuff. And when they go into your bloodstream, guess what they do? These particles self-assemble in your bloodstream. You can see it in the videos or the microscopic pictures or video of the blood that was done by several of the researchers in Germany. The woman, also the guy that after he brought his stuff out, they murdered him 2 days later. I forget his name. Of course, all of that's disappearing off the internet too, isn't it? Well, let me tell you something. You just don't forget all those people I read you about from the New World Order, in those quotes I've given you about how they'd like to kill you. Georgia Guidestones. Just do a search in Georgia Guidestones, population planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Read what it says on that guide, Georgia Guidestones. population, planet Earth, no more than 500 million, in perpetuity and harmony, blah, 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 with the common language and blah, 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 blah. And the Great Reset, they want you to have one currency, one New World Order currency. Probably a NIC. Maybe it's going to be a NIC, like an old NIC or, you know, whatever. Or old Dan Scratch or whatever his name is. Or Devil Dollars, DDs, okay, whatever they're going to be. We had one version years ago that was a dollar that had a whole different color to it and all of that. This system's been set up for so long, they've just been delaying and delaying and delaying it. And because of what you've done out there, and because of your prayers against this evil and on behalf of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, our prayers have done some good. You've also scared the crap out of them in a lot of things. You want to keep scaring the crap out of them? Buy more ammunition. Buy food. They monitor all the Walmarts. They monitor the, what are the Sam's Clubs, the big, box stores of all types. They monitor those big bulk purchasing. Costco's, all of that stuff. They're looking at those numbers all the time and why you still can get it. And if you can't get anything else more, you go get you another one or two cans of Chunky or Progresso soup. Lady J's been out in amongst the Blue Ridge there, not too far, to be honest with you, from where they're hunting for the Russians up in there. Lady J sees them, she'll drop them like a hot potato, and they'll be laying by the side of the road. She'll put the kibosh on them in 2 seconds. She sees one of them. But Lady J is saying that the shells are starting to really get bare, you know? But they have had some things, and she was able to buy at certain stores there, she was able to get, Progresso soup for 98 cents a can. All right. She bought like 3 cases. She's smart. She's smart. And she's already done a lot of home canning of all kind of thing and all kind of meat. Now she's buying vegetables and soups and different things. Get it while you can get it. I'm going to tell you that one can would be of like a Chunky soup or a Progresso beef barley or chicken noodle or whatever it is, clam chowder, whatever you like, beef and noodles, minestrone, whatever. That's a ration for one day. You get that, a little bit of poke salad or dandelion greens with a little olive oil and vinegar and some little salt, and maybe a pilot bread or a wafer or a cookie or a cracker or something. Or maybe if you've got good wheat stored back or good flour stored back, and let's say you've done that and you put the food grade diatomaceous earth in there to keep the bugs away, or if you've had it under the where the oxygen absorbers have taken it out, or the dry ice, or however you packed it tight, and you can make you some bread on a little camp stove oven in a tent or in a little shack out behind the old trees or the hill, you know, and you put you in and you pop a can of that Chunky soup, you put it in your canteen cup and you heat that dude up and you get you a little extra cracker and that dandelion greens and another little thing, man, and you eat that and that's a ration for the day. Matthew 25 tells you the parables of the wise and foolish virgins. I've read it to you a jillion times, but I'm going to read to you one more time here a little bit of that, all right? Because I'm going to read to you what Lord Jesus has to say to the foolish virgins, okay? Let's see, here we go. At midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, here's what Jesus says to those foolish virgins. But he answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." You see, that is true, but you can know the season when we're at the beginning of sorrows, which we've been there, and as we progress into greater tribulations, you're going to see more and more and more. This is just beginning. This thing is going to go wild weasel, and you need to steel yourself. You can say, "Lord Jesus," let's pray right now, "Lord Jesus, will you give me strength? Lord, will you give me strength to endure till the end? And Lord Jesus, will you help me to understand more rapidly and more quickly, and to understand what's going on and what the current events are, so that I might be of assistance to you, Lord, so that I might be able to get my family to safety in the sanctuary, and then stand in the gap against evil on your behalf. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, Lord Jesus." Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming down to it. You know, a guy says, "You going to do that when you get around to it?" I said, "Yeah, I think so." He handed me a wooden coin that said, and it was round, and it said T-U-I-T on it. He said, "Now you got around to it. You better do it." Out there, there's all kind of good people. Texas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Minnesota, all the different states. I mean, just I hear from a lot of you. You send cards for Christmas and that kind of stuff, or you say hi, or you email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk77@hotmail.com. And I hope you want to keep me on the air. And I'm going to tell you, most anything is needed and wanted, because I'll tell you what, you know, myself, my wife both had this junk, and I've been in the battle for some time, and I've been wounded. I told you about it, but I don't make it the thing all the time. I had the stroke. I was in a diabetic coma, and I never had had any kind of high blood pressure or any problems, or never had diabetes or even a hint that I had high blood sugar. But after I got zapped by that doggone electromagnetic portable weapon from a helicopter at the end of my street, at about 100 feet in the air and 50 yards up the road, and it hovered there, and it went, and it over-revved, and the Lord says, "Run." In my mind, the Lord says, "Run to the garage." I was out in the front yard. And I ran to the garage, and on the right side of my body, I felt like a, you know, like a wave of, like energy, like electromagnetic hit. Hard to describe. And I felt so bad, I went inside, I laid on the floor back in the bedroom. I didn't even get in the bed. I just laid on the rug. And then finally, I got into the bed, and I laid there. I didn't even come out for supper or anything. And then the next day, my wife took me to the hospital. I said, "I've got to go." And the next day, my blood pressure was, you know, 267 over 165 or 55 or whatever it was. And I'd had a stroke. All right, a slight stroke. A little more than a month ago, I had a heart attack. I didn't go to the doctor because I'm not going to let them kill me.
well, Hawk, you're a blah, blah, blah. You should have you. That's all.
No. When you've had enough people come to get you, and the Lord tells you not to go, or the Lord tells you to look at their hand, not their eyes, when they're outside the door and you're peeking out the blind at your front door and you got your glockenspiel at the ready, and you look down the guy's hands and it's a Chinese guy, at 2:30 in the morning, in a $1,000 sport jacket and $1,000 pair of shoes, and he's talking to you like a sing-song nut. Oh, you're gonna please help me, mister. And I'm not got a problem with Chinese people, but I'm just telling you how he talks sing-song. Pidgin English, they called it. All right, in the old days. And he talked that, and I said to him through the door, you better get off my effing frickin' porch. I'm going to ventilate you through the door. Well, he savvied up real quick on the good English and jumped off the porch and took off out of the little courtyard and started running down the road. I went outside. I had a rifle at that point. I used to call him the driver, you know, golf club analogy. I had a rifle. And I watched him run down that street, down to a cul-de-sac, turn around, where there was a black SUV that the motor was running, but the lights were off. But I could see the driver smoking a cigarette, you know, cigarette man, you know. And that Chinese guy ran to the driver's side window. The guy puts the window down, and I can see him turn in the car because I'm looking at him, you know, through an optic, you know what I'm saying? And that's down there, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 yards. It was an easy shot. And then he runs around the back of that SUV and goes to the back and gets in the passenger side. By the time they get up the hill, that guy kicked that thing in the pants. And I have his tracking him the whole way. But see if you can help old Hawk out. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 6620. Anything most needed, welcome. Mighty men and women about her, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Oh, Mickey LaFou, Mickey, buddy, you're the best. Or South, Mr. West. Rico and Thomas.